Unit 10, Reproductive Systems. The objectives for Unit 10 are to define, understand, and correctly pronounce medical terms related to the female and male reproductive systems, and to describe common diseases and conditions, laboratory and diagnostic procedures, medical and surgical procedures, and medications related to the female and male reproductive systems. The reproductive systems in the male and female are concerned with producing new members of our species. The female reproductive system consists of internal and external genitalia. The internal reproductive organs consist of the ovaries, uterus, fallopian tubes, and the vagina. Mammary glands are found in the breast, and while these glands are not part of the reproductive process, they are considered part of the female reproductive system since they have a lactation function and produce milk at the time of birth. The ovaries are small, paired organs that produce the eggs or ova and secrete female hormones, estrogen and progesterone. The fallopian tubes, also called oviducts, are tubes leading from the ovaries into the uterus. The oviducts are lined with cilia, hair-like projections, that push the ovum through the tubes. The uterus is the major female reproductive organ. It is a pear-shaped muscular organ, and its main function is to receive a fertilized ovum, which becomes an embryo and implants in the endometrium, which is the inside lining of the uterus. The endometrium provides the nutritional and protective support for the fetus to develop and grow. When mature, the cervix dilates, the uterus contracts, and expels the fetus through the birth canal or a vagina. The cervix is the lower, narrow portion of the uterus where it connects to the top end of the vagina. It is cone-shaped, and it's also referred to as the neck of the uterus. The vagina is a muscular, tube-shaped organ connecting the uterus to the outside of the body. The vagina is the place where semen from the male is deposited into the female's body at the climax of sexual intercourse. Around the vagina, pubic hair protects the vagina from infection and is a sign of puberty. Most women experience breast changes at some point in their lives. A woman's age, hormone levels, and medicine she takes may cause lumps, bumps, or discharges. Minor and serious breast problems have similar symptoms. This is a list of common breast disorders that are non-cancerous in females. Fibrocystic breast condition is characteristic of lumpiness, thickening, and swelling, and is often associated with the female's menstrual cycle. Cyst is a disorder characterized by fluid-filled lump. Fibroadenomas are benign, solid, round, rubbery lumps that move easily when pushed. Intraductal papillomas are growths similar to warts near the nipple on the breast. Breast cancer affects 1 in 8 women during their lives. The risk factors include age, the chance increases as you get older, genetic inheritance. There are two genes, the BRCA1 and the BRCA2, that greatly increase the risk. And personal factors such as beginning the menstrual cycle before age 12 or going through menopause after age 55. Additional risk factors include being overweight, using hormone replacement therapy, taking birth control pills, drinking alcohol, not having children or having your first child after age 35, or having dense breasts. Symptoms include a lump, a change in the size or shape of the breast, or a discharge from the nipple. Breast self-exams and mammographies can help detect breast cancer early when it is more treatable. Breast biopsy is the removal of tissue to identify signs of breast cancer. Several types of biopsies can be performed. Open, which is the excision of breast tissue through an open incision, or a needle biopsy where fluid and tissue are withdrawn using a needle. Treatment options include radiation, lumpectomy, mastectomy, which is excision of the breast, chemotherapy, and hormone therapy. Men can have breast cancer, but the number of cases is small. There are disorders and diseases associated with the cervix. Cervicitis is the inflammation of the cervix. Cervical incompetence is the widening of the cervical opening during pregnancy prior to the fetus being developed enough to survive. Cervical polyps and cysts are abnormal growths on the cervix. Human papillomaviruses are common viruses that can cause warts. There are more than 100 types of HPV. Most are harmless, but about 30 types put one at risk for cancer. They are classified as low risk or high risk. High risk HPV can lead to cancers of the cervix, vulva, vagina, and anus. Low risk HPV can cause genital warts. Genital warts are a sexually transmitted disease, or STD, caused by human papillomavirus, or HPV. The warts are soft, moist, pink, or flesh-colored bumps. In female, the warts usually occur around the vagina or on the cervix or anus. The warts might disappear on their own, or they can be treated or removed. However, the virus stays in your body even after treatment, so they can return. Gonorrhea is a curable STD. The bacteria that causes gonorrhea can infect the genital tract, mouth, or anus. Symptoms in the female include bleeding between menstrual cycles, pain when urinating, and increased discharge from the vagina. Untreated, it can lead to pelvic inflammatory disease, or PID, which can lead to infertility. Treatment includes antibiotics. Trichomoniasis is a sexually transmitted disease caused by a parasite. Symptoms include a green or yellow discharge from the vagina, itching in or near the vagina, and discomfort with urination. This disease is treated with antibiotics. Pelvic inflammatory disease, PID, is an infection and inflammation of the female reproductive organs. It can lead to scarring of the fallopian tubes, which can result in infertility, ectopic pregnancy, pelvic pain, and other problems. PID is the most common preventable cause of infertility in the United States. Common causes are gonorrhea and chlamydia, but other bacteria can also cause PID. Some women have no symptoms. Others have pain in the lower abdomen, fever, foul-smelling vaginal discharge, irregular bleeding, and painful intercourse. The treatment for PID is antibiotics, but early treatment is desirable to avoid the risk of infertility. Dysfunctional uterine bleeding is abnormal bleeding. It may be the first sign of a uterine disease. The causes of abnormal bleeding include uterine fibroids, hormone disorders, the use of birth control pills, thyroid problems, polyps, cancer, infection, or pregnancy. Diagnosis requires pelvic exams, blood tests, and/or other procedures. Treatment depends on the cause of the dysfunctional uterine bleeding. Endometriosis occurs when the lining of the uterus grows outside the uterus. The tissue may grow on the ovaries, behind the uterus, or on the bowels of the bladder. The tissue outside of the uterus may cause pain, infertility, and excessive bleeding at the time of the menstrual cycle. The cause of endometriosis is not known. Treatment includes pain medications and hormones and sometimes surgery. Uterine fibroids are the most common non-cancerous tumors in women of childbearing age. Fibroids are made of muscle cells and other tissues that have grown in or around the wall of the uterus. The cause is unknown. Risk factors include being African American and being overweight. Symptoms include painful menstrual cycles, bleeding between cycles, frequent urination, lower back pain, and reproductive problems. Treatment for fibroids include medications and possible surgery. Adenomyosis occurs when the endometrium grows into the muscular layer of the uterus. Treatment includes pain medications, hormones, and surgery. Vaginal cancer has several increased risk factors, which include age 60 and older, females with HPV, females with a mother who took diethyl stilbestrol, D or DES, when pregnant. The symptoms of vaginal cancer include bleeding that is irregular, a vaginal lump, and pelvic pain. The treatment options include surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. The primary function of the male reproductive system is to produce sperm for copulation and the male hormone testosterone. The testes are two egg-shaped organs inside the scrotum, the loose sac of skin behind the penis. Sperm cells are produced in the testes and are moved up into the body through the vas deferens. The vas deferens joins the urethra, which is open to the outside of the body through the penis. The testes also produce male hormones, which are responsible for the development of the secondary characteristics such as beard, pubic hair, and changes in the voice. The prostate gland is about the size of a walnut, and it produces part of the seminal fluid that carries sperm. The prostate gland surrounds the neck of the bladder and urethra. Seminal vesicles are two structures lying behind the bladder connected to the vas deferens that secrete a thick, viscous fluid that forms part of the semen. The penis is the male organ of copulation and urination. Disorders and diseases of the penis can cause pain and affect a man's sexual function and fertility. Penis disorders include balanitis, which is the inflammation of the skin covering the head of the penis. Erectile dysfunction is the inability to obtain or maintain an erection. Chlamydia is a common sexually transmitted disease caused by bacteria. Symptoms, if any, include burning on urination or abnormal discharge from the penis. The treatment is antibiotics. Genital warts are caused by the human papillomavirus. In men, warts are less common, but might occur on the tip of the penis. Warts can disappear on their own, however, the virus stays in your body even after treatment, so they can return. Gonorrhea is a curable sexually transmitted disease common in young adults caused by a bacteria. It does not always manifest symptoms, but in men can cause pain when urinating and a discharge from the penis. If untreated, it can cause epididymitis, which is an infection of the ducts in the testes. Gonorrhea can be cured with antibiotics. Some common problems with the prostate include these disorders and diseases. Prostatitis is an infection of the prostate gland, usually caused by bacteria. Benign prostatic hypertrophy, or BPH, is an enlargement of the prostate gland, commonly seen in males over 50. Symptoms include dribbling after urination and frequency, especially at night. Possible treatments include resection of the portion of the gland that is obstructing the urethra. Prostate cancer is the third most common cause of death from cancer in men of all ages. It is rare in men younger than 40. The levels of a substance called prostate-specific antigen, or PSA, is often high in men with prostate cancer, but it may also be high in other prostate conditions. Symptoms of prostate cancer include painful or difficulty with urination, low back pain, and pain with ejaculation. Prostate cancer treatment depends on the stage of the cancer. Treatment may include surgery, radiation therapy, chemotherapy, or control of hormones that affect the cancer. Testicular disorders. The testicles can get inflamed or infected. Symptoms include a lump, redness, pain, or changes. Diagnosis and treatment depends on the specific conditions. Testicular cancer forms in a man's testicles and mainly affects young men between the ages of 20 and 39. It is also more common in men who have had abnormal testicle development, have had an undescended testicle, or have had family history of the cancer. Symptoms include pain, swelling, or lumps in your testicles or groin area. Diagnostic tests used to confirm the diagnosis include open biopsy or a needle biopsy. Treatment options include surgery, radiation, and/or chemotherapy. Treatments may also cause infertility. Key terms for the female reproductive system include cervical, gynecomastia, hysterectomy, mammogram, oophorectomy, uterine, vaginitis. The key terms for the male reproductive system include hypergonadism, orchitis, orchiectomy, prostatectomy, spermatoid, testitis, and vasectomy.